From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Let me ask you this. At the end of all of this, can the jury come back and convict on lesser charges? It's not going to have to be second degree murder. It can be involuntary manslaughter, vehicular, something. Is that going to be an option for them?
It is. The Commonwealth added lesser includeds like a week before trial.
Okay.
So, which was a wise move. Mm-hmm. They had to look at this case objectively and be like, you know, getting that intent element for the second degree murder is tough. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, we're basically, it sounds like, relying on two things. One, the voicemails. And if we can prove that she slammed it in reverse, you know, in order to strike him, that the act itself is the intent.
Yeah.
You know, she would have to think that he was, you know, going to die from that, you know, but like, I don't know if they can prove either of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to have as far as data from the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's a newer model Lexus. You would assume that, and they got control of it very quickly, you know, like, but again, are we going to have a problem with this investigation?
Yeah.
You know, did they get all the data that they should have from that vehicle? I mean, certainly a newer model Lexus that's of the high-end variety is going to have all the bells and whistles like my Audi has.
Yeah.
Like my thing has, like, if I'm within 3 feet of an object, it slams on the brakes. Mm-hmm. It's like so violently that I think that I've hit something.
Sure, sure.
It's not easing it into it. It's like a violent smashing of the brakes, and it startles me every time. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's also going to have sensors that are going to detect if it made contact. Like, they better have that evidence.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't have that evidence, how,
if that doesn't exist, why would they go with murder on this? Because you'd think that there's a reason they're going with murder and not something lesser. Like, they must have something, or just it seems incredibly irresponsible to go down that road like this.
Right. It does, you know, and just not in the best interest of the Commonwealth.
No.
like you're not in the business of losing cases. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's got to be something. There has to be something, unless they're just so sold on their theory that that their story's so good.
Yeah.
That Karen was furious that, you know, the relationship was on the rocks. And, you know, like,
I don't know.
I'm just not buying it, dude.
A lot of eyewitness testimony that we saw. Let's go back to Brian Albert talking about the cell phone. This is talking about both him and Brian Higgins. They did upgrade their phones around the time that they were told not to. And we'll talk about it on the other end.
Did you and Brian Higgins agree with each other that you're both going to get rid of your phones?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
No.
You testified at the other hearing in June of 2022, quote, "I don't recall saying that I was going to get rid of my personal phone to Brian Higgins. I may have said that, you know, there's personal stuff on my personal phone, but I don't recall saying that to him, but I don't know. We had multiple conversations about things," end quote. You remember testifying to that?
Yes.
So you're not ruling out the fact that you may have told Brian Higgins that you intended to get rid of your phone, correct?
No.
You're not ruling out the fact that Brian Higgins may have told you that he intended to get rid of his phone?
No, I don't remember him saying that to me.
You're aware that Brian Higgins has also gotten rid of his phone, correct?
I am not aware of that until after the time you're talking about.
So, without qualifying your answer, answer my question. As you sit here, you're aware that Brian Higgins has also gotten rid of his phone?
I know at some point Brian Higgins.
Yes or no, Mr. Albert?
Did he?
Objection, Your Honor.
Can you answer that yes or no, sir?
Yes.
I don't feel like the defense is coming across very likable to the jury on anything they're approaching. They're great attorneys, they are, but in this setting with these people and these witnesses, I mean, even if they had something more solid, it just doesn't feel likable. It feels like badgering. You're really pushing people and trying to mince words and take things out of context very blatantly. I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about that testimony on that phone, because there was another piece to that where he did say he upgraded it, but he did it before he was told not to get rid of the phone. Thoughts on all that?
Right before. He knew the motion was, and it was out there.
Okay.
He knew that the hearing was coming. So that's not a great excuse. It's bad form.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks shady.
It does.
Whether it could be completely innocent.
Yeah.
I upgrade my phone all the time.
Exactly. You know?
So they're that in and of itself is not a big deal. They always do wipe your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a big deal. And, you know, I typically want to keep my contacts and my photos, so I save it to the cloud.
Yeah.
And that gets downloaded. I mean, obviously, only things that you're going to save to the cloud are going to be available on your new device.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, anything else that's on there that you have no interest in saving is going to be wiped clean. And, you know, I agree with you, especially in light of the fact that the jury really has no idea about the third party culprit stuff. Yes, Yannetti's closing or opening statement was that Karen Reed was framed. That is an implication as to law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that the jury would take that. They wouldn't take that as the Albert family had something to do with talking their buddy Proctor into framing up Karen Reed. Like, they're just not going to get that from that opening, because she would not allow them to discuss it at all during his opening statement. So he told the line the whole way, went so far as to say, you know, this is a frame up, but like, he didn't implicate anybody in that house. I mean, frankly, the first that we hear about it is like out of the mouths of the defense was today. I don't know if you caught today's testimony. During Colin Albert's testimony, where they excused the jury when he was trying to get in the two videos of Colin, you know, being a tough guy, you know, sophomore in high school, you know, sending a message to somebody, you know, some other kids talking about kicking their ass,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like at that point, that was the first time I heard it out of Jackson's mouth, that their theory is that you know, one of the people, Colin, namely, was involved in fisticuffs with John O'Keefe. It's like the first time they've said it. Mm-hmm. You know, but the jury again wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So again, you've got this jury that's sitting there wondering, not just from the defense though, but from the state. It's like both sides in their own way are probably leaving the jury wondering more than helping them figure something out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's where I'm at with this thing. Like, they have to be wondering, why does Lally keep putting witnesses on that have nothing to do with Karen Reed?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like all they hear about Karen Reed is that she was at the bar with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was
thinking that earlier. I'm like, you know what? We're not hearing anything about Karen Reed other than the only thing that we do know is that her vehicle was at where the crime scene was. Like, that's about it. which still doesn't look good for Karen Reed.
Like, what is the jury supposed to derive from that?
Yeah.
No, like, honestly, like, I don't know. Again, the state's case in chief is not done. They're obviously going to be putting on their medical expert. They're going to, I'm assuming they're going to put on some accident reconstruction guy or gal. And, you know, they're going to put some forensic stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is that going to be enough for them to kind of piece together? Because really what Lally's doing is they're putting forth their rebuttal case.
Mm-hmm.
During their case in chief. And rebuttal, for those of you that don't know, is, you know, the way that a trial goes is that the state always gets to go first. They put on their entire case in chief. Then the defense is given an opportunity to put on a defense. They don't have to. Defense doesn't have to prove anything, but they're given a chance to put on their defense, their witnesses. And then after that, in rebuttal to what the defense put on, the state can put on witnesses to rebut what came in during the defense's case in chief. They get the last bite of the apple. What we're seeing here is that he's skipped his entire case in chief and moved to rebutting the defense's case in chief, which is the third party culprit. So he's putting all these folks on, all the people in the house who he firmly believes had nothing to do with this, yet he's putting them all on. And we have to sit there through all of their testimony about going to McCarthy's and then going to the waterfall. And then we go to the house and it's super monotonous. It's all the same basic story. No one sees John O'Keefe come in. And like, the jury's got to be like, what in the hell is going on here?
Sure.
Like, why do we are both sides thinking there's going to be an aha moment when the defense's case in chief comes, like, Oh, now I know why. Like, I don't know that'll be the case.
It's just slowly kind of picking little bricks off here by here on each side. And you're still kind of like, what's in behind the wall?
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after
losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.